The new World Trade Center is nearing completion 13 years after the September 11th attacks. There is also a plan to build a Muslim center with a museum and mosque three blocks from Ground Zero. Even though it's a scaled-back version of a previous one, it too is controversial. The proposal includes a three-story building with a small mosque, a community center, and a museum devoted to Islam. Imam Talib Abdul Rashid, president of the Islamic Leadership Council, says the project should reflect the full story of Islam.
Islam itself, as one of the three global Abrahamic traditions, and then two, and I tend to kind of lean more towards the second, is a discussion and an accurate depiction of Muslims in America generally, and in New York City in particular.
In 2010, there were loud protests at the site against the previous plan. It called for a 15-story Muslim mosque and community center. The demonstrators, including relatives of those killed in the September 11 attacks, argued it was insensitive to build an Islamic complex so close to Ground Zero.
We're wide open to religious freedom, but not in this spot.
The original plan called Park 51 was dropped, but the new one is drawing opposition too, although its details have yet to be released. Pamela Geller is president of the American Freedom Defense Initiative.
Honestly, what we need is more candor about jihad and the jihadic doctrine. Is his museum going to explore at all the 1,400 years of jihadi wars, land appropriations, cultural annihilations, and enslavements? I think not. I think it's going to whitewash, and I think it's inappropriate at Ground Zero. We have to see the plans.
This visiting group of college students and professors from Canada had an exclusive briefing by one of the developers at the site. Alexandra Bain, a professor of religious studies, believes a living history of Islam is important to the community and the world.
Muslims have been in America since the slaves came over. Muslims are some of the first Americans, and they continue to be an important and vibrant part of American culture.
The developers have not fully disclosed the plans, nor where all the funding is coming from. But they insist these buildings will soon come down and be replaced with an exciting structure dedicated to exploring the faith of Islam and its arts and culture. Bernard Schussman, VOA News, New York.